All right. So let's proceed. My administrators here are more strict than in my company. So I have to really end on the dot and start on the dot. Okay, so before we proceed, any specific insights or questions that you have in mind so far from the overarching framework that we've discussed about importance of project management, how you can apply this in your respective ministries, learnings that may have triggered you, eureka moments coming from your experiences before. So far, is this something applicable ba or nagagamit, magagamit talaga natin? Yeah. Okay, can you share with us any specific learning na nakita nyo yung balance na sinasabi ko na nangyari or na-abuse or whatever? Na talagang if you apply or you do not apply a certain project management tool, it will really, make or break your projects. Yes, start. Christian?
I was just looking at the constraints triad. And I think especially in delegating projects to other staff.
Yeah.
I think this is very helpful because at times, what we normally think of is just the cost or the time frame, but clearly explaining the scope is okay. As important pala.
Good, good. So there's always the three components, huh? That's good. Thanks, Christian. Next, Dennis.
Yeah, personally, that same aspect of the constraints triad, where we're talking about requirements, you mentioned something about a scope.
Scope creep.
Creep.
Yeah, scope creeps.
Yeah, I think that's very important to take note of because a lot of times we get easily derailed without knowing it.
Yes.
And when we do get derailed in that aspect, time and cost will also get affected and eventually the quality. So like I mentioned earlier, one of my take homes is to get things organized when it comes to project management, getting to know about that scope creep is a learning for me.
Thanks, Dennis. Yes. I'd like to add to the scope creep. You mentioned franchise risk.
Of course.
Also, I think being in the ministry, there's when we do missions, especially prayer walking or doing outreaches, it's very crucial for us to make sure that we stick to the scope. That because there's also spiritual risk because this is a warfare. So it's a very, very crucial for us to stick to the plan.
That's good. All right. Last one. Sige. Last two. Si Rodnell, I saw your hand ba? Tama ba? Sige. Or si, si Mark muna. Sige.
I guess for me, it's the clear demarcation. Should be clear there's it's a project.
Ayan.
Between project and BAU. Good. So that, your commitments and priorities, you won't mixing it up together.
Correct.
And I have a question also regarding the assessment. Is that part of the reporting where you assess
yes.
the
Yeah, later we'll discuss that one. So it's part of the closure phase. So yung assessment. Kasi we want to make sure when you do assessment, you first have a self-assessment. Ikaw mismo as a member of the team, ano yung value na nakuha mo? Diba? Ikaw ba may natutunan ka dito or talaga nagsayang ka lang ng 3 months or alam mo yun, naging madugo ba yung or traumatic ba yung experience sa project na ito? At the end of the day, as project managers, ang objective natin, aside from having the deliverable or the task na ma-realize siya, gusto rin natin yung mga taong involved, they really got something out from the experience. Especially in the church setting. Kasi this is part of our discipleship. Diba? Makikita nila dun how you are able to disciple them through leading this type of project. Okay? Last one, bro. Yes.
Question. More on based on your experience, which one is better? If you wanted to give a project to a certain person and you have pool of leaders that you know would be helpful for the project, would it be wiser to choose the team and then from the team you appoint a leader? Or it would be best na you appoint a leader and you let the leader choose among the team which will be his group or teammates for that sense.
Good question, bro. Ako, my experience in specifically in leading, ako ito, nag-struck talaga sa akin when I first, when I led, was it my first? Siguro fourth team ko na siya ni-lead sa Myanmar. And that was the time na most of my members are all leaders. And these are all strong women leaders. meaning these are people who have been there in Victory earlier than me, and by default, since I'm the only dalawa lang kaming lalaki and I'm more senior than that other guy, syempre during that time, that was early 90s, so medyo ano pa tayo na dapat ang leader lalaki lagi. Okay, during that time kasi laging inaano doon talaga it's always leader dapat lalaki yung magli-lead ng team. So I was in that era pa na ganun talaga, ka-strict. Na kahit na alam ko kung nandun yung mga likes of, you know, Cintia Verga, Marites Gasataya, no, talagang mga strong women leaders na they had to, you know, make me na ako ang mag-lead dahil ako daw yung lalaki. And I was a reluctant leader then. Okay? So my learning then during that time, kailangan ko talaga, number one, aside from of course experience is very good, what worked well for me talaga yung commitment or passion. Kasi pag sinabi mong meron kang passion, di ba, kahit anong mangyari laging may paraan yan. Pag walang passion or commitment, maraming dahilan. Okay, you can always go delayed, you can always ganyan, di ba? So for me, it worked na I observe first sino ba dito talaga yung very passionate and committed. Okay? Kasi pag sinabi mong passionate, committed siya, kahit na talagang umagahan ng meeting, kahit ang daming details, andyan siya lagi, ready to sumabak. Okay? That's number one for me. It's always the first criterion for me is the passion or the commitment. Kasi pag may passion ka, alam mo may commitment yan. Pag may passion ka, I know na may choice siya, nakaakibat ng choice na yon is the commitment. Okay? Of course, the second for me is the skill or the experience. It's not just about dahil matagal na siyang VG group leader, dahil matagal na siya sa church, tinitingnan ko rin, ano ba experience niya? Like in his or in her secular company, ano ba yung ginagawa niya? Diba? Baka puro finance siya doon, pero never pa siya nag-handle ng brand or ng ano, finances or ng project teams. So syempre, critical din yun for me. I wanna make sure that that person is properly equipped or may kung meron siyang experience or expertise in that aspect, then that would be my next priority. Of course, the third factor for me is I always consult with my leaders. Bro, okay ba ito na maging leader? Kasi iba pa rin yung, kasi yun nga, missions, it's a spiritual warfare. I agree with Sky. So hindi lang to, you know, free and easy trip going to another country. Meron niyang spiritual warfare component. So the third criterion for me, of course, is the spiritual health of that person. Kahit na alam kong visible, very kilala yan sa group niya, alam mo, napaka-active niya, but if I talk to the discipler and say, may problema ba ito or medyo may baggage ba ito ngayon, baka makaka-apekto. So in that aspect, yun ang aking, personally, yun ang criteria ko, specifically within the church or context, church context setting. Pero iba syempre sa company ko, iba na sa organization, kasi may mga political involved na doon eh. So yung mga yun, medyo I have to manage it separately. But in the church, that will always be my criteria or my criterion. Okay? Kasi yun nga eh, franchise risk. So, or the, you know, the church, yung church franchise risk nga na tinatawag. So I apply that in the missions. So pag narinig nung iba na, ay grabe nangyari dun sa missions, or you know, pagbalik, imbis na nag-share kayo sa church, di ba? Dahil papapunta kayo, makikita, parang hindi sila nagpapansinan or nag-away-away, di ba? Parang hindi maganda siyang testimony. So if you can be very deliberate in ensuring, you know, you have the right leaders and, you know, they're in the right bus or the right direction with you, I think it will be very helpful for you. Follow up?
Good criteria yung sinabi mo. Pero my question kasi is, if I appointed a leader over a project, my question is it good for me to pick among the pool of leaders who are also gifted that I know will work best for the project, or I will allow him to choose whichever, continue whoever he thinks will work for him?
Personally, for me, kasi iba talaga yung you know the person eh. So, ayoko kasi yung popularity na sila-sila, eh paano kung yung isa talaga very able, yun na, sa checklist ko talagang check siya. Nagkataon lang, nasa grupo na to, mas marami yung member ng VG na to, so they would favor that person. So, parang for me, if I know that they're all spiritually healthy, I'm sure they will always adhere to authority. Alam nila na ito yung inassign ng leader, ito yung ano, and I'm sure they're gonna respect that authority. So for me, if I'm the project sponsor, if I'm gonna assign someone, ako, I prefer na ako yung mamimili. Dahil kasi alam ko nga na sa criteria ko, check siya. Because I'm not also sure if the others would have the same criteria. Eh, different stroke for different folks, di ba? May iba talaga, oh, spiritual. Ito, makapag-spiritual. Oh, sige, fine. Sinundan siya, spiritual nga. Eh, hindi naman siya equipped. Hindi naman siya properly exposed sa ganitong klase ng management. Eh, wala. Baka mamaya, hindi magandang first-time mission or experience for that. Okay? So, can we move on? So, other questions we can entertain as we go on through the slides, ha? Kasi medyo, yan, ano tayo sa time. Okay, next. So, sabi ko nga, there are different roles in project management. Number one, very important, is the project manager. So, siya ang pinaka-in charge or accountable sa project na ito. Okay, it could be you or it could be someone under you na i-assign ninyo. The second role, of course, is the project sponsor. So, in project management, ito ang very important role na dapat meron lagi. Of course, project manager is very critical, pero mas critical ang merong sponsor. Okay? Tama ba yun? When you hear about this, what I'm saying, why do you think it's sponsor? Why do you think, why is it or why is it not critical na ang sponsor eh, dapat meron talaga or kilala in a project? What do you think? Sponsor. Yes.
Credibility.
Credibility, of course. Yes. What else? Funding. Okay. Final go. Final say. There should always be a sponsor who will make that strong decision. Scrap na natin to. Tuloy natin ito. Go. Humayo kayo. Sige. Three groups kayong pumunta. Kaya importante in a project, meron kang sponsor. Hindi leader lang. Okay. So, the project sponsor, sabi nga natin, siya yung nagde-decide sa business case. Meaning, yes, sige, proceed kayo. Like in my experience, we know Israel is not in the radar of 10 days mission. At the start of the year, alam namin, dun sa may conference natin, di ba, nilatag lahat ng countries na priority. Walang Israel doon. Okay? But our team, we really had at heart. So, we had to go to our project sponsor, build our case to Pastor June. Of course, pumunta muna kay Kuya Jonathan because Kuya Jonathan is the one in charge of the 10 days. But he said, no bro, it's not part of our priority. So we felt that, you know, maybe, kasi nga, yun ang kanyang priority, so he cannot be our sponsor. So we have to go to Pastor June, and Pastor June became our sponsor. Okay? So kaya ganun din, in your project, tingnan nyo mabuti, sino yung talagang sponsor who will build your case and push your case. Okay? Because sometimes, there are some people talaga who are very focused about their deliverables and their objectives. And of course, we cannot blame Kuya Jonathan kasi alam namin talagang priority niya, plate niya full na talaga, na ito lang ang mga countries na priority natin. Cambodia, Indonesia, Macau. So, dyan lang talaga tayo. Okay, so that's why kami, you know, we have to go to Kuya June and say, Kuya June, you know naman, di ba, this is Asia. So, chinek niya, teka, wala namang Israel dito, pero Palestine. Pero bro, Palestine is Israel. So, it's within Asia pa rin. Di ba? So, siya yung naging sponsor namin. And siya na yung nagkumausap din kay Kuya Jonathan at kay Pastor Jap to make sure na yung team namin will still proceed to Israel. And ngayon nga, this year, siya mismo at si Pastor Nixon joined the Israel team to go to Israel. So, yung project na yun, talagang na-push ng sponsor. Kaya that's how critical a project sponsor is when you are managing a project. Kaya kayo, kung kayo yung magiging project sponsor ng project team na i-assign ninyo, make sure that you really build the case of that project. Para when you have your staff meeting, talagang kayo aware na if they ask you, oh, ano ba yung ginagawa nila every Friday? Ba't sila nagmi-meet? Ba't na-affectuhan yung mga VG ng ibang members? Dahil nagmi-meeting daw sila, hindi nakaka-attend kasi dahil daw merong project dito. So alam mo na, ah yeah bro, alam ko yan. Ako yung nag-sponsor niyan kasi sinabihan ko si ano na gumawa naman ganitong project. I-test lang kung ganitong style ng bridge event talagang makaka-bring in ng more campus students. Something like that. Okay? Next, of course, is the project team members or the stakeholders. At the end of the day, ang hirap kung ikaw lang mag-isang gumagawa ng project. Okay? Kasi nga, pag team, sabi nga sa team, T-E-A-M, together, everyone achieves more. So, yung deliverable, mas nagiging nakukuha on the time, on the budget, on the constraint, dahil may mga taong gumagawa. Mahirap kasi kung one-man team. Diba? I'm sure. Kasi sabi nga natin, project siya, on top of your deliverable siya, stretch siya. Kaya kung ikaw lang mag-isa gagawa niyan, eh talaga burden yon, burnout ang mangyayari sa atin. Okay? So kaya itong mga project team natin, very important na pipiliin talaga natin sila because they are the ones who will be actively involved in implementing the action items of your projects. The results of the project, sila din yung makikinabang or sila din yung magko-contribute. Kaya mahirap din yung mamimili tayo doon, mga nominal members lang, yung attend lang during meetings pero walang accountability or walang value na binibigay. Okay? Project management office, like in bigger organizations like our group, meron kaming tinatawag na ganito. Kasi nga, as a global company, we make sure na dapat standard or consistent lahat ng project management tools namin all over the world. Okay? Hindi pwede yung ibang style ng Citibank Philippines, sa Citibank China, sa Citibank Australia. Dapat pare-pareho lahat kami ng project management. Okay? So kaya siguro ito yung magandang idea rin here in Victory. So that's why when Pastor Addo will be able to cascade this or make it scalable, na maski yung ibang pastors in the countryside can also have the same ano, pare-pareho tayo ng style, 'di ba? Hindi yung iba yung style ng Taft, iba yung style ng Tuguegarao, iba ng style ng, you know, ng Bacolod. So at least yan yung value ng project management office. Nasa standardized at nako-consistent ang training, ang execution, ang implementation ng mga projects. Okay? Now let's move on. Ito na yung meat ng ating training ngayon talaga. Aside from discussing the overarching ideas and principles in project management, ito yung takeaway talaga natin. Ito yung tinatawag natin na life stages or life cycle of project management. Again, this is the traditional but still very, very effective and relevant up to this day. Okay? So, ito yung tinatawag natin na IPEC or IPEC. Diba? So, I'm sure kayo na-equip kayo recently sa Singapore, APEC. Ngayon naman, equip natin kayo with your IPEC, okay, when you manage your project. So, 4 stages. Number one, I stands for the initiation of a project. So, this is the first stage of your project management wherein you initiate the case of the business. Bakit ba kailangan gumawa ng process improvement na ito? Bakit ba kailangan gumawa ng couples retreat na ito? Bakit ba kailangan gumawa ng VBS na ito? Okay, that should always be part of the initiation. This is where you also identify the project sponsor and the objectives. And this is where you determine the funding and the resources needed. I'm sure in your churches, di ba, usually nagsa-strat planning na kayo ngayon. So alam nyo na ngayon na for the next coming year, ito lang ang projects na priority. Like in my time, when I used to be the head of the family life ministry, talagang windang kaming lahat. Kasi bawat month, meron kaming kailangan activity ng gawin. Mother's Day, Father's Day, couples retreat, di ba? At least ngayon, clear na sa amin, in Malate, dalawa lang ang family life ministry activities for the year. Couples retreat, Christmas party, that's it. Okay? Minsan, may mga special, nagkakaroon ng Valentine's. Pero dati, talagang wala. Kung ano maisipan, o sige, gawa tayo ng anong occasion. Kaya tagtag yung mga tao. Okay? So yung ministry, imbis na nagpo-focus sa mga small group or mga life group or mga cell group, eh wala. Na pupunta lahat sa mga projects. Every other month, may activity. Diba? At least ngayon, kagandahan in our church in Malate, talagang clear. Pag family life, 2 major events lang tayo for family life. Couples retreat, fix na yan. Lagi October 28 to November 1. Yan lang lagi. Kaya we're always given ample time to prepare our projects. And of course, December. Okay? So I hope in your churches, ganun din tayo. I-sync natin ang business case ninyo in your strategic planning initiatives. Lahat ba ng churches natin ngayon nag-strat planning na alam nyo na yung plano nyo for next year? So alam nyo na yung activities of events ninyo for January, February, March, April, May. Learning namin dati sa Taft, oh, nagkasabay-sabay, December. Diba? Meron tayong may family Christmas party, youth Christmas party, ano pa yun bro, yung may awards, sale awards. Imagine, tagtag ang mga tao, eh kung lahat kayo, part ka ng mga projects na yon, eh wala na, burnout ka talaga. Imbis na na-enjoy mo, eh wala, na-miss out mo all the projects dahil na-burnout ka na. Okay? So always initiation, i-link nyo yan sa strategic planning ng church ninyo. In my company, that's how we do it as well. We know we're very clear about our focus for the year. Globally, regionally, and in the country. Kaya ako, mga project ko, I wanna make sure dapat align siya. Ano ba yung sinabi ng CEO namin sa New York na priority this year? Ano ba yung mga training projects na prioritize ng global, regional Asia-Pacific CEO ko? At ano ngayon ang dadaling ko sa bawat country? Kasi otherwise, the countries will not support it dahil hindi nila nakikita na initiate yan ng global or regional office. Okay? So kaya tayo din, i-align natin lagi yung initiation stage natin sa business case ng organization natin. Madali na natin makukuha kasi ang project sponsor kung align siya. Okay? So just like what my experience in Israel 2 years ago, hirap talaga kami. Kasi alam namin, wala siya sa priority ng Every Nation Asia. Ba't tayo pupunta ng Israel? Eh, sabi ni Kuya Jonathan, bro, sayang naman yung ano mo. Pumunta, mag-lead ka na lang ng team sa Cambodia. Kailangan namin ng tao doon. Okay? So, yun talagang dilema yun. Kasi alam ko talaga, naku, oo nga, ano. Eh, ang daming countries, ano. Eh, kaya lang, eh, bro, wala talaga sa heart ko, eh. Kahit na pumunta ako ng Cambodia ngayon, eh, baka mamaya, gawin ko lang siya for the, you know, just for the hang of it. Eh, wala naman kung maging fruit. But I know that, you know, a lot of people in TAF talagang may heart kami to go to Turkey, to Israel. So we have to build that case in Israel. And at the same time, nakakuha kami ng sponsor. Kaya yung initiation stage, naging mabilis. Okay? Kasi minsan magkakagano ng nuances, eh, di ba? Parang, oh, bakit tayo mag-Valentine's? Eh, di ba, clear tayo? Couples, Christmas party lang, at saka ano lang, at saka couples retreat. Ayan. So ngayon, doon na kayo mag-negotiation. Doon na kayo mag-i-influence. Bro, kasi marami na ngayon dumadaming couples. Eh. Iba pa talaga pag nag-minister about parenting, about Valentine's, about relationship. Then, kung go yung pastor ninyo, senior pastor ninyo, you have built the case. Pwede nyo siyang initiate. Next stage is the planning stage. Ito na yung nitty-gritty of the details. Ito na yung magkakalaman yung 3 triads of constraints natin. Dito nyo na ngayon kailangan i-identify how do you schedule to meet the timelines. How do you manage the resources or the budget? And how do you now manage to go within the scope? Okay? The third stage is the execution. Ito na yung talagang ina-accomplish nyo na yung plangaplanong items. Diba? Nagsastart na kayong kumuha ng funding, gumagawa na kayo ng programa, kinakausap nyo na yung mga speakers, nag-i-invite na kayo ng mga participants, gumagawa na kayo ng mga marketing collaterals. So it's now the execution. And lastly, ito na yung oftentimes na may miss out. Kasi pag tapos na, minsan nagkakalimutan na. Tapos na yung event eh. Nagawa na yung proseso eh. Eh, na-execute na eh, na-normalize na eh. Eh, ito ang very important closure. Kasi this is where we gather all the learnings. So ito yung magbibigay sa atin ng conclusion kung ino-normalize na ba natin yung project o hindi. Dito na yung gagawin ba natin ng phase 2 o hindi. Dito ba yung i-apply natin yung mga natutunan natin sa next project o hindi? Kasi ito yung richness. Dito na pupunta yung richness ng experience or learnings of the project. Okay? Kaya ito yung medyo talaga ako, I'm very strong right now. Especially when I train sa short-term missions, so Malate. So I always tell them, wag na wag kayong babalik dito nang hindi nyo talaga pinaplano ang post-evaluation report ninyo. Part to ng accountability ninyo sa head office. Okay? Kailangan meron kayong ibigay na report kay Pastor Jonathan at kay Pastor Jap para makita nila kasi makakatulong to sa ginagawa nila eh. Before they make strategic decisions, makikita nila yung inputs ninyo. Okay? O kailangan pala ng full-time sa Macau. O kailangan pala si Gio doon na kasi si Dondi pala, aalis din pala eventually. So those decisions, you know, will be affected by the learnings that you will contribute through your closure. Kaya kayo rin, sa mga respective churches ninyo, ganun din. O sige, next year, pahirapan pala mag-couples retreat sa ano sa Boracay. Exciting nga, pero ang daming kailangan gawin. Kasi airfare, tapos yung weather, ganyan-ganyan. Siguro next time, Tagaytay na lang talaga. Mas controllable. Diba? Mas effective pa dahil namimit natin yung objective ng retreat natin. Things like this, little things, kaysa paulit-ulit natin ginagawa every year, it's not efficient and it's not effective. Okay? So in a nutshell, this is your life stage or cycles in terms of project management. Take note, monitoring and control will always be there. As you implement and as you execute, so always merong monitoring and control. Kaya sa project management in our company, this is where we have a regular meeting. Kasi pinag-uusapan, ano bang nangyayari? Na-accomplish ba siya before we go to the deadline? May mga issues ba? May mga challenges ba? May mga risks ba? And kinokontrol. So kaya tayo, project management, importante laging may monitoring and control kayo. So part yan ng extended time na ire-request nyo sa project team. Kaya talaga every week, mag-meet kayo. di ba? Magre-raise kayo, ay mag-update kayo. Oh, bro, kumusta na ang funds mo? 80% na ba? Ayan. Di ba? Kaya kagandahan ng Israel team ngayon, when they went there, sila Kuya Jun, sila Kuya Jonathan, and the whole team, ang ganda, hindi sila nagkaroon ng problema sa finances. Kasi nag-cut sila ng deadline. By August, dapat bayad tayo lahat ng airfare. Para by October, lahat talaga lilipad. Learning kasi namin yung dati. Imagine, last minute, 1 week to go, may kulang pang 20,000 pesos. 20,000 pesos, still 20,000 pesos. Kahit sabi mo pang, bro, eh, mga team naman, mag-chip in naman yan eh. Wala, affected kami. Imbis na pupunta kami ng Tiberias, wala, hanggang Jerusalem lang kami. Kasi pambayad sa namin sa bus, chinip in na namin dun sa member namin na walang pambayad sa hotel. So yung objective, naapektuhan. But this team, this year, ang galing. I don't know lang, dahil nandun si Kuya Jun, kaya si Nixon, kaya lahat effective. Pero I hope that it was a learning. Talagang by August this year, talagang bayad ka agad ng ticket. Pag walang ticket, walang lilipad. So at least from the original 23, natapyas ka lahat eh. Kaya 30 na lang silang lumipad. Which is good pa rin, kasi na-meet yung objective. Nakapunta sila sa mga lugar na kailangan talagang puntahan based on the objectives of the trip. Okay? Sabi nga natin, in all the stages, may mga soft skills na kailangan talaga pa rin conscious tayo. Ayaw kasi natin yung extreme, maging very strict tayo, maging very rigid tayo, hanggang wala na, ma-burn out na yung mga members natin. Okay? Imbis na maging very emotionally and passionately engaged sila, eh wala, nade-derail sila kasi nga masyado tayong hard and strict. So first, relationship building, very important. Okay? So, ibig sabihin, talagang yung soft side mo of communicating, knowing them personally, talagang very important yan at the start of the stages. Lobbying and influencing. Santo obvious? Lobbying, anong stage? Initiation. Sponsor, di ba? Kasi kailangan mag-lobby. Kaya kay Kuya Jun, di ba? Kuya Jun, Israel, Palestine, Israel din yun eh. 'Di ba bago ka mag-Madrid, Israel muna. Eh Madrid naman is ano 'yun, 'di ba? Europe 'yun, hindi naman Asia 'yun. Oh, 'di ba? So nalalabi mo ngayon. Nai-influence mo, 'di ba? So mga ganong klase, it's part. Hindi yung bigla ka na lang, bro, meron na kaming plano. So pwede na kami, go na kami. Syempre kailangan pa rin ng relationship building, influencing, lobbying. Of course, throughout, sponsor and stakeholder support is very important. Okay? So, ito yung kailangan, updated ang sponsor nyo regularly. Hindi yung sponsor updated lang sa start at saka end. Dapat in between, ina-update nyo sila. Okay? Like in our experience before, talagang every month, we would always, you know, text Kuya Jonathan, Kuya Jun, bro, ito na kami. Bro, ito, may nakilala kaming minamit. Sila din kasi mismo magbibigay ng feedback eh. Ay bro, tama-tama, sila Pastor Rice. Ito yung ginamit nilang ano, tour guide dyan sa Israel. Ito yung the best. Kasi ito din yung ginamit nila Larry sa Singapore. So, it helps. Kasi yung sponsor, mas lalo pa sila nagbibigay ng feedback, input, and they really consistently push your case. Kaya sila mismo, sila din nagsishare. Diba? So, sa office dito, sila nagsishare. Bro, you know, hindi to part ng 10 days mission, pero may Israel team from Malate. Kaya sila Pastor Manny, tatawag na rin. Uy, bro, excited kami. So, at least yung support is extended to that one. Okay? Of course, communicating, listening, and understanding concerns are also very, very important and critical. Right? So, first stage, initiation. Sabi nga natin, business case has to be clear. Alam natin, ang project na to, itong objective niya. Okay? Alam mo na kailangan mo mag-VBS because this is the priority of the Kids Church Ministry for the year. Alam mo na kailangan mo mag-singles retreat kasi carved in stone na yan. Every year, this is the bridge event for the young professionals. Okay? So you build that business case. Clear dapat yan. Pag hindi clear yung business case, what you need to do? Talk to the sponsors. Talk to your senior pastors. Okay? Like ako, I always use this paradigm whenever I propose a project, like before with Kuya Jonathan. And Kuya Jonathan muna. Alam ko, ang vision natin, honor God and make disciples lang. Okay? So kung ang project na gagawin ko is aligned with that one, I'm sure, mas madali ko mabibuild yung case. Eh kung gagawa ka ng event or activity na hindi connected doon, eh wala, I'm sure, alam nyo na ang sagot dyan ng sponsors ninyo. No. They would rather prioritize the others that are within that strategic vision or focus. Okay? So, kasi minsan, ang daling gumawa ng project, eh, kaya lang, baka mamaya dagdag para trabaho or dagdag burden lang yan na hindi pala nakaka-align sa objective ng or strategy ng church natin. Okay? So, tool that I would like you to bring with you, whether you are leading a project or you will assign a project to one of your church members, project charter is very, very important. It's the document. I think nasa manual niyo yan, ano? Meron tayong template na ginawa dyan sila, Ado. So, at least if we can quickly go through that one, kasi it's something that helps us in project management kasi naka-carve in stone niya yung agreements on why you have to have that project. Kasi it documents the existence of your project. Bakit ba kailangan may project? Okay? Like me, whenever I lead a missions team, talagang meron akong ginagawang something like this. I have to build my case. And I have to put there my objectives. I have to put there who are my potential team members. Saan kami pupunta? Anong gagawin namin? Ano objective namin? Okay? I recall in Bangkok, kila Pastor Jonah, so we led a team there. Ang focus namin, puro couples kami. Clear kami. It's just pastoral care ministry. Ibig sabihin, pupunta kami sa Bangkok for 2 weeks. Puro couples kami nun eh. Louie and Grace, basta yung mga couples sa TAF nun, kaming lahat. Puro couples lang kami. Strictly, we did not invite young professional. Kasi ang objective ng 2 weeks mission namin nun sa Bangkok is to provide refreshing to Jonas and Janice. So for 2 weeks, ang aming mission doon is to really just, you know, dalhin si Jonas sa lahat ng video kayong gusto niyang puntahan, dalhin si Johnny sa lahat ng spa na gusto niyang puntahan. Wala kaming gagawing engagement, wala kaming gagawing equipping, wala kaming gagawing establishing, talagang pastoral care ministry. Because that's the objective of our mission team. Yun lang. Kasi minsan madidirili, eh bro, sayang o, Ram Kang Heng, ang daming estudyante dyan, punta tayo. Let's go back. What's the objective of this mission trip? Okay? Kasi next month naman, may darating talaga. Yan ang gagawin nila. Kasi to prepare Jonas and Janice para pag sunod-sunod na dumating ang mga campus ministers, ngayon, refresh sila. Hindi sila tagtag by next month na darating na yung mga campus. Because this is our goal. To prepare them, to encourage them, to refresh them. Kasi after this, next month, sunod-sunod na yan. Okay? So what's the objective? Why are you doing that project? What's the scope? What's the goal? Who's gonna be there? So it will show the project sponsors, project manager, and the project team. It states the business case. It states the benefits of the project, projected costs or revenues, and the action items that you will accomplish in that project. Okay? So for example, couples retreat. So ano yung mga action items? Diba? So soliciting sponsors, getting speakers, tatlong speakers, booking with the hotel, booking with the transport, with the bus, you know, printing the materials. So, yan yung mga action items. Doon pa lang ililista nyo na ngayon doon. Para clear na kaagad sa inyo na ito yung mga kailangan na scope na kailangan gawin ng project na ito to make sure that during the event, accomplished lahat or successful lahat. Okay? Hindi yung mag-iisip tayo, bahalan si Batman kung ano mangyari. Basta pag nangyari yun, at least may retreat tayo, masaya. Eh, ano yun? If you fail to plan, that means you're planning to fail. Yeah, alam natin kaagad na pagdating ng time na yun, wala na, butas-butas. Yung mga participants nyo, ano ba namang retreat ito? Wala, parang nag-ano lang, excursion lang tayo. Imbis na na-feed, wala nangyari. Extreme naman, before, ang I recall, in Taft, ang aming mga couples retreat, talagang tag-tag ano naman, puro feeding, hanggang nawala na yung time for the couples. Kaya ang ganda nga ngayon, nag-evolve na siya. Mga learnings yun. Ngayon, balance eh. Talagang speaker mo, in between, tas meron ka talagang whole time, you know, for the couple to really spend time with each other. So things like this, these are the learnings that you get to put on as you evolve in your projects. Okay? So, tips. Number one, in the initiation stage, ensure sponsors buy-in is formalized or talagang nakuha natin. Okay? So, commitment should be there. Okay? Documented dapat siya. And of course, carefully identify your project team. Kaya ako, just to share yun nga yung sa Israel experience namin. So, at least when Kuya Jun really gave his, seal of approval, talagang maayos. Yan, nakausap namin si Kuya Jonathan, how do we now go through the VM through the world through the yung sa world missions, yung documentation, how do we now go through the, you know, the yung funding. So at least nakuha namin yung commitment because the sponsor's approval was formally nakuha natin. Okay? So practice makes perfect. Yan, tama. Ito yung gusto natin kasi mag-practice tayo. Quickly, let's have 5 minutes. No? Let's go through your materials and manual. Think about one project that you have been involved with or maybe you're involved with right now. Tapos kahit bullet points lang, siguro let's have 5 minutes. Check lang natin how do you apply that into our tool, yung project charter tool natin. Okay? Para tayo din, we can use this as a template when you present to your senior pastors. Na bro, this is how I plan to execute, you know, the singles retreat, the couples retreat, or whatever project that you are doing right now. Okay? So can we have 5 minutes? May mga ballpen ba kayong dala? Okay, sige. Practice lang natin kasi practice makes perfect eh. If you have questions, yeah, feel free to raise it. So it's, I think, in your page 6 of your binders. Kahit bullet points lang, you don't need to go through. Oo, kahit before or yung ngayon, try to apply lang para we'll be ma-practice natin how to use this specific tool called Project Charter. So kung may mga fields na medyo blank sa atin, we will discuss it. Ha? So kung ano muna yung mga sasagutan nyo, try to answer them first. Okay, 10 seconds. Alright, okay. So let's discuss them. Oh. Let's discuss this charter para at least if you will apply this or if you will ask, you know, if you will want to put this as a value that you want to give to your members in the church, at least mag-guide tayo. This tool, Project Charter, definitely may project name siya. So it could be Mission Trip to Macau or Couples Retreat 2011, you know, whatever it is. That's the name. Para clear lang lahat na this is the project that you are joining. Sponsor, so you can put there maybe your senior pastor, whoever it is, or ikaw. Baka ikaw yung project sponsor ng project na yan. The team, project team, basically that's the names of the people who will be part of the team. So be clear na itong mga members na to, sila talaga yung gagawa ng mga action items and sila yung magiging responsible and accountable to this deliverable. Objectives, you know, at least, or you're familiar with the SMART objectives, di ba? Making it specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. Kasi ayaw natin gumawa ng objectives na medyo, alam mo yun, very high up there. Na walang measure o hindi na mame-measure. Make sure it's SMART objectives. Okay? Example, you know, to engage to at least 50 campus students in Bangkok during this trip. Yeah. Or to make sure that we refresh, you know, the senior pastors during the next 2 weeks by going to a spa or a salon or going to the beach. Like in Israel, my objective, our objectives before, to ensure that we will prayer walk across, among the 12 gates of Jerusalem, to make sure that we will bless, you know, a Holocaust victims hospital, you know, to engage with the Jews. Yung mga ganon, dapat may specific. Para when you do the closure, i-check nyo yun. O, tama ba? Nakapag prayer walk ba tayo sa 12 gates ng Jerusalem? Tama ba? Nakapunta tayo sa Holocaust survivors, hostel or hospital? Yung mga ganon. Kasi yun yung mga success metrics natin na tinatawag sa huling-huli. Project scope. Meaning, ano yung scope? Ito, usually, this is the area where you define ano ba yung scope ng project na ito. Like for example, singles retreat. So the scope is basically to set up the retreat in this place. To set up or to invite 3 couple speakers who will speak to the 3 modules. Okay? Kasi minsan, ito yung tinatawag natin na scope creep na tinatawag. Pag wala tayong scope, doon nagkakaroon ng mga scope creep na tinatawag na nadederail. For example, couples retreat, usapan couples retreat. And then, habang nagmi-meeting kayo, biglang nakita nyo yung good idea, ano kaya mag-ballroom dancing seminar tayo? Diba? Parang additional money making na rin yun. Diba? Para at least mabawasan yung funds natin sa couples retreat. Eh alam nyo na couples retreat yon. Okay? So hindi kayo gagawa ng bridge event during the last night para mag-ballroom dancing event para maka-invite ng mga tao sa probinsya na yon. So, out of scope yon. Okay, huwag niyong ilalagay na yon doon. Para be clear lang na it's really about couples retreat. Ganun lang. Kasi kung alam natin na magsasanga-sanga yung project na ito, then pwede nyo ilagay siya sa scope, pero lagay nyo out of scope. Para lang clear kayo. Kasi minsan may mga members kayo magtatanong, ay bro, tama-tama, nasa Boracay tayo. Baka pwedeng gawin na rin natin to, mag-engage tayo sa mga locals doon. Habang free time ng mga couples, habang nagpapahinga yung speakers natin, i-push natin yung mga tao mag-engage. Kahit 2 couples lang na ma-reach out nila, okay na yun. Eh, di ba? Out of scope yun. Okay? Project resources or budget, definitely the budget that you project that you will utilize for the project. 10,000, 20,000, 100,000, ano yun, para clear lang. And of course, the success metrics and the milestones. Ito usually nakalink to sa objectives natin. Meaning number of people who will attend the retreat, okay? Revenue or EBIT or you know, the expenses, from the expenses, ano yung kikitain ng ministry. Kasi gusto nyo gagamitin nyo for your Christmas party, whatever. So, may metrics lang tayo para clear lang sa atin na success ang project. Because na-meet natin yung expected number of attendees, because na-meet natin yung financial projection na gusto nating ma-achieve from the bridge event. Okay? Pero sometimes, may iba talaga, alam natin pro bono, ayaw natin kumita, it's okay. Pero at least kung meron tayong metrics like number of attendees, number of you know guests to be invited na magsa-sign up, maganda na measure din natin siya. Okay? So okay ba tayo with our initiation? Now let's move on to the next stage, which is the planning stage. Planning stage, ito na yung medyo neat details, nitty-gritty. Dito na yung kailangan yung Gantt chart natin na tinatawag. Are you all familiar with the Gantt chart? Nakakita na ba kayo ng Gantt chart? Yan. So parang usually, typically ako, I'm more comfortable Excel pa rin. Diba? So that's where you have the columns identifying what are the action items or the things that you have to deliver. Status, person responsible, result, or issues. Diba? So yung mga ganyan makikita mo. Tapos meron pa siyang mga color code. Diba? Color code. Kung halimbawa, may naka-breakdown siya per month, per day. Para lang matrack kung on time siya or na-accomplish siya. Ako, I'm more comfortable. Ako, visual kasi ako eh. So I always put traffic light colors. So nilalagay ko doon, you know, whether it's red, green, or orange. Kasi pag red, ibig sabihin nun, clear lahat na stop to, or this is not working. Or pag green, ibig sabihin, it's go, or gumagana siya, or accomplished na siya. Pag orange siya, ibig sabihin, it's being done, currently, ongoing. Kaya every week, pag nagmi-meeting kayo, everybody's in the same page. Alam na, oy, out of the 10 deliverables natin, yung 5, done na. Kaya focus na lang natin itong 5. Out of the 5, 3 orange. Ibig sabihin, gumagana na siya. Okay? So, it's basically a tool that will help you monitor the progress of your plans or of your project. So here, you have to define the scope, identify the success metrics, kick-off meeting, meaning dapat nagmi-meet lahat ng team, and lastly, mobilize the team to approve the plan. Okay? So sa planning stage, ito na yung mga tools na ginagamit natin. Number one, we have the project plan. Ito na yung mga Gantt charts na tinatawag. Okay? Kasi maganda dito, hina-highlight all the deliverables, all the timelines, all the expected things that are about to happen in each period during the course of the project. Okay? It may not be too very sophisticated. I know right now, sa internet, maraming free softwares that will tell you, you know, how to come up with the, you know, project plan. So, it depends on your appetite. May budget ba kayo to buy that software? Or kayo ba talagang equipped to do that one? Are you comfortable doing that? Ako kasi, I'm more comfortable doing the traditional Excel. Okay? Ang maganda lang, meron kang tool na ginagamit to manage your monitoring of your plans. Another tool in execution or in planning is what we call the responsibilities and roles matrix. Dito, nilalatag lang natin kung sino ang mga members ng project team, ano ang mga roles at ano ang mga responsibilities nila. In the missions, I apply here the team covenant document. Are you familiar with that one? So I recall that was my project with Pastor John Sison. During that time, yan yung binigay ko sa kanya. So bro, ito next time moving forward, maganda to. Na kapag may mission, lagi may team covenant. Kasi dinodocument ang roles and responsibilities nating lahat. Na at the end of the day, we're accountable to God and we're accountable to our leader. So every time magkakaproblema during the project team, as a project manager, as a project leader, I bring out that team covenant. Diba? So, kala, di ba sinabi dito, pinirmahan natin dito sa Team Covenant natin, na during this time, you know, you will always submit to the leader. Kasi minsan yun ang problema sa mission teams eh. Minsan, di ba, nagbibickering or nagre-rebel yung iba dahil yung leader, hindi experience, or hindi expert. First time yung travel, first time nga lang magka-passport, tapos siya pa magli-lead. Diba? Yan ang problema eh. But if you always go back to the roles and responsibilities matrix, or in our context, the Team Covenant, eh, settled na issue. It's between you and God. Bro, pinirmahan mo ang Team Covenant. Whatever is the decision of our team leader, kahit na hindi experience yan, we have to pray with him and obey him. Kung gusto mo sariling gumawa ng sarili mong plano, next time, you go here on your own. Okay? You have your trip on your own, pero huwag niyong gamitin in the guise of mission. Okay? So kaya roles and responsibilities matrix is very important. Now, the last tool is what we call the communication plan. Ito naman yung plano or matrix or grid wherein you highlight ano ba yung mga types of communications na dapat nating ini-implement in our project. Weekly meetings, minutes of the meeting, agenda of the meeting. Kasi importante lang talaga dinodocument natin lahat. Otherwise, di ba sabi nga nila, the enemy is in the details. Di ba? Or the devil is in the details. Kasi minsan doon na nagkakaroon ng problema kapag yung details hindi na do-document or hindi naki-clear lang siya. Okay? So, I think we're ready for our next break. Para at least we will proceed with the last portion of our training. So far, we've covered the two stages, the planning and the initiation and the planning. So, we'll be back for the execution and the closure.